The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, believe it or not, and I thought this was really strange. I don't know how you feel about it. We're going to ask you maybe to voice your opinions on it. But poetry has fallen victim to the coronavirus in the UK. Why? Because schools can now drop it from the curriculum. The exams regulator, which is called Ofqual over there, feared that there wouldn't be enough time to cover the subject. So it gave schools the green light to make it optional. Really? Is that a good idea? Well, joining me on the line now to discuss this is Jane O'Hanlon, Educational Officer at Poetry Ireland. Good evening or afternoon, Jane. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask you the question. I think I know what the answer is going to be, but what do you make of this decision?
I think, hi Mark, first of all, it's lovely to talk to you. I've been listening to you for years, so it's very nice to be here. I think it's an unfortunate decision. I don't think it's maybe one that, I can't say it hasn't been thought through because I can't speak for the UK and their education policy and how they work. But curriculum decisions are often political decisions rather than decisions that have to do with the quality of the actual teaching and learning that's going to go on in schools. I think it's probably an easy one to think about taking off. I think it's a shock. I think to think that the home of Shakespeare, Dylan Thomas,
Coleridge, Tennyson, Milton, and on.
Normal, Carol Roomans, Carol Ann Duffy, you know, people, poets that we sort of take to our hearts and love, Liz Lockhead, all of these people that we know, our own former Children's Laureate Sarah Crossan, who now lives there. You know, it's rather a shock. I mean, yeah, Wordsworth, all of that. It's a strange decision, I think. I can understand it in one way, but I think it's strange.
I thought it was particularly strange because so many people, both here and in the UK, on any of the platforms that I've listened to, so many people have talked about how things like books and poetry and music, indeed the arts in general, have been absolutely crucial to helping them through COVID. Because at a time of great uncertainty, when you don't know what's going to happen or how things are going to happen, you have to cling to other things that help you make sense of the madness, you know, things that help you understand and make sense of the human condition as we're now having to live it through this. And that's what poetry and art, etc., do.
Exactly. And that's what, as we've seen and we've all seen, and even, you know, if you extend it even to radio and what you do in radio, we need that sense of finding some way to understand, to make sense of who and what we are in the world, and more particularly, as we've seen, when things are less predictable and in some senses completely unpredictable. And human beings have done that since the first time they drew a line on the wall in a cave. So rather than seeing the arts, and one of those arts being poetry, as something that's a kind of an added extra, we have to see them as tools that human beings need for survival, and societies need them for survival. And I think that's the piece that that's the surprising piece about this. Because yes, we've discovered here in Ireland, as you've seen yourself, how people have gone and clung to the arts, and particularly in our case, come to poetry in ways that we could not have anticipated. So I agree with you. It's quite strange in the light of that. And in the light of knowing how important the arts are for us as human beings, that this decision has been made. As I said, it's possibly an easy one because I think they said they were worried that children and young people wouldn't be able to get to grips with the complex literary texts remotely. Mm. But again, the Head Teachers Association have said really what this is a bit about tinkering around the edges of the curriculum. So I think there are pressures and stresses. But if we think about poetry and what does it do, in terms of its artistic merit, it's about enjoyment, it's about self-expression, and it's about freeing our imagination. And then if we think about it on the technical side, which is teachers have to think about all the time, it's about the focused use of language. It's about the development, particularly now, of oral language, which is so important, and also that development of figurative language, which allows us to dream and think and speculate and create. So, you know, poetry, it's the repository of the emotional and psychic memory of the country, you know, and it shapes the sensitivity and the sensibility of a nation as a whole. So it's a very strange thing to do at a time of crisis.
I was just thinking, Jane, you know, I mean, there's been loads of wonderful writing during COVID, and a lot of people have come out with really lovely pieces that help you through it, that give you comfort and succor, that kind of explain where we are and, more importantly, how we get through it. But the one most common one, and I've seen this, our own Taoiseach has used it. I've seen it used in the UK. Yeah. I've seen it quoted on CNN. I've seen it written about in the Atlantic across in the States. And it is that Seamus Heaney line. And it really sums up how we deal with COVID and how we get through it. The if we winter this one out, we can summer anywhere. I mean, you can't sum up how we deal with this and what we need to do any better than that. And that is a line of poetry. How is there not lessons for people, for young people in that?
Well, I think there are, you see. And I think it's funny, I was responding to something that Kate Clancy said yesterday. And the issue isn't the young people, and the issue isn't poetry. The issue, I think, are negative or maybe uninformed or unthought through attitudes to poetry. Of course, that's the whole idea, that poetry and it's how it informs us about language. And again, this will be something you'll be very familiar with from your role in radio. Language, poetry is all about language, the concentrated use of language. From the poetic to the scientific is a straight road in terms of the clear, precise use of language. And in a time when language is being manipulated badly and manipulated in terms of misinformation and disinformation, it couldn't be any more important to be having children and young people interact with, come into contact with, play with, even react against poetry. And I mean, if you think about it, and I'm sure you're aware of it, the spoken word scene in Ireland is absolutely alive and kicking at the moment, and that's some of the poetry that's getting young people, particularly the sort of like 14, 15 year olds, really, really involved. And we've got some absolutely terrific people working in that area. Like, there's Gary McCarthy in Cork, there's Elaine Harrington, TMM here in Dublin, there's Emmett Kerwin, of course, and Colm Keegan. And then, I don't know if you heard that wonderful piece from Denise Chalia, recently all over Twitter. And so Where Do You Come From? And if you get a chance, listen to it.
I will.
It's absolutely superb. And it's really interesting to note that a book that came out recently for young people called The Wordsmith, written by one of our really good children's writers. And it's about a world that's controlled by a dictator. And people are only allowed to have a vocabulary of 500 words. And people like Stalin, and people knew this, that if you can control artists and the arts, and people's engagement on this level of thinking and creativity and speculation, imagination and reimagination, then you can control everything. Mm. So I think it is a very, it's not a creative decision. I think it's been made possibly under extreme pressure. And I understand that there's a worry about covering curriculum, because curricula are overloaded in many, many ways. But I think it was an easy one, I think.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's not the place of the school or the teachers to do this, but it is going to be part of their job in the future when the children go back. Apart from just teaching them reading, writing, arithmetic, etc., etc., they're also going to have to take care of their mental well-being because of the damage and potential damage that has been done during COVID. Now, that means that in some senses they're going to have to look after their soul. I don't mean that in a religious sense. I'm talking about the inner dialogue going on in them. They're going to have to address that. They're going to have to be aware of it, and they're going to have to speak about it in language that they understand. Poetry is the inner dialogue. And if you've decided that you're going to throw that away at a time when you're saying, actually, this is a vital part of education and a vital part of getting our kids back on track and making sure that they don't they haven't shipped too much damage during this. What that's a contradiction in terms. And what does that say about what your priorities are, really?
Well, it raises a big question over how one is thinking about helping people through this particular time that we're now facing into, and you're absolutely right. And I think I haven't spoken to a teacher, certainly here in Ireland, who isn't very conscious of the role that teachers and schools are going to have in working with children and young people as they come to grips with and readjust, hopefully, to getting back into schools in time safely, but also come to grips with what it is we are going through and have gone through. So I think it this is what the arts do for all of us, and but particularly when you bring young people into that place where they get the freedom and the chance and the courage, I suppose, and the safety to be able to explore, as you say, these inner landscapes, because that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, yes, is happening, but really this is what's going on, and it is
okay.
Through things like poetry and the writing and the work I've seen children and young people create, particularly when artists go into classrooms and writers go into classrooms, is and you probably know it yourself, it's quite amazing. And they're making very profound philosophical statements about the world and about life and about their place in it and about self-understanding and about, you know, where are we going and how are we going to get there. So yes, I think now more than ever it's needed, and that's why I say it's about survival. This isn't the window dressing. These are the survival
tools
that we need.
Jane, I'm up against it for time here, but no look, we're talking about GCSE, so therefore that's a UK thing. Hopefully it won't happen here. It couldn't, surely.
Yeah.
But for the time being, we'll keep an eye on it, as the Skibbereen Eagle used to say. And if it gets worse, we'll be back on to you. That's Jane O'Hanlon, Educational Officer at Poetry Ireland. Thank you for talking to us here on Newstalk.